in this very holy place of Sri Navadvip Dham during the most sacred of all months, Kartik. We have come together on a pilgrimage. Throughout the ages, in every great religious tradition, there is the emphasis on taking time away from our otherwise very consumed lifestyles to go to a holy place with holy and like-minded people for the purpose of exclusively absorbing ourselves in that which is favorable to our spiritual quest. A holy place is a place where the Supreme Lord has performed his pastimes on this earth. Paritranaya sadunam vinashaya chuduskritam dharma samstapanaradaya sambhavami juke juke. Krishna tells in Gita that he descends into this world again and again to reestablish the true principles of religion, to annihilate ignorance, and to give pleasure to those who love him, and to attract the hearts of all fortunate beings who are willing to gratefully receive his grace. Place of pilgrimage may also be where holy people over the ages have performed their devotion. Sri Mayapur Dham is considered in this age of Kali the greatest of places of pilgrimage. Vrindavan is the place where once in a day of Brahma, Krishna performs his most intimate loving pastimes with his devotees. It is Madhurya Dham, the abode of sweetness, where the levels of ecstatic love of God are in its most intimate state. Navadvip is none different than Vrindavan, with one inclusion. It is Audarya Dham. It makes the sweetness of Vrindavan accessible to everyone, to anyone who opens their hearts to receive it. We were speaking last night how for this treasure of prem, divine love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to awaken in our heart in order to overcome the ahankar, the ego, and free ourselves from the shackles of endless selfish desires and fears. It's only possible through grace, because there are powers beyond our intelligence, beyond our physical strength, beyond our willpower that we are up against within this cosmic manifestation. Daivi yeshu gunamayi mama maya duratya ya mamevamye prapadyate mayameta durantite. Krishna certifies in the Gita that this material creation consisting of three modes, these gunas are like ropes that keep us bound. And they are so subtle, so expert in every way. They deal with us from the grossest level of physical sensual temptations to the subtlest level of the ego. Tamaguna, the mode of ignorance, which drives us to anger, violence, cruelty, desperation, where we take shelter of intoxications, laziness. Then there is Rajaguna, the mode of passion, wherein we are pulled by these ropes with endless desires. Desire for sensual experiences. To taste something, to touch something, to see something, hear something, have sex with something. And on a subtle platform, that passion for profit, greed, money, wealth, property, fame, distinction, pratishta. This is the mode of passion. And then there is sattva-guna, the mode of goodness. The mode of goodness is a platform by which we can transcend the modes of nature. But in and of itself, it's still under the powers of material energy. The mode of goodness is on an emotional and physical platform to feel compassion for people, to act honestly, truthfully, humbly, to be forgiving, to be philanthropic, to help those who are in need, to work unselfishly, not with greed, but in a spirit of generosity. But even the mode of goodness binds us to this material world. Unless from that platform of mode of goodness, we have a transcendental purpose in our life, where we have the understanding that whether you're in the mode of ignorance, passion, or goodness, tamaguna, rajaguna, or sattvaguna, still, whether you're pious or impious, certainly a pious life brings about pious results, where there's worldly happiness, peace, comforts. But still, abramabhuvana loka punaravartanorjana mamupetyatu kunteya punarjanma nevidyate. We have to grow old. We have to get diseased. We have to die. Padam padam yadvipadam natesham. And in this world, no matter what modes you're operating under, still there is danger at every step. But the Atma, the eternal soul, is Satchidananda, eternal, full of knowledge, full of bliss. That living force within us is our true self. It is untouched by any of the anxieties and sufferings, or even the temporary fleeting joys of material existence. But in a dream state, when that Atma is identifying with this through this ego, ahankar, with the body and the designations of the body, being a human or an animal or a lizard or a bird or an insect or a fish or a tree, or if you happen to be a rare human species, you may be thinking I'm black or white or red or yellow, or I'm male or female, or I'm Indian or American or Russian, African. These are all designations. Krishna comes to this world to take us to live by the moral principles of the mode of goodness for the exclusive purpose of transcending the modes of nature. And there are various processes of trying to transcend the modes of nature. But to awaken this prem, this most essential potential within us, prema pumartha mahan, the ultimate goal of to awaken that love for Krishna that is within our hearts, and to naturally extend that love to every living being, seeing the relationship, that is only possible by grace. And grace cannot be attained. We can memorize thousands of entire books of scriptures. We can eat one grain of rice a day. We could sleep 5 minutes a day. We can build enormous temples. We can feed 10 million people. We can chant a billion names of God. We could lead a kirtan that mesmerizes everybody into tears. But that doesn't necessarily attain grace. Srila Prabhupada explains that pure devotional service is very rare. Why? Because pure bhakti is so powerful, prema, that Krishna, by his own sweet will, the absolute truth, the cause of all causes, the creator, maintainer, and annihilator, everything that exists, agrees to be subordinate. Krishna surrenders to the love of a devotee's heart. We cannot attain it. It's beyond the scope of our abilities, our intellect. But when we are sincere, when we are serious, humble, and we are eager to serve, the Supreme Lord and all living beings through him with no ulterior motive, then Krishna is eager. Srimati Radharani, the feminine potency, the source of all grace, is eager to deliver us. That is why we come on pilgrimage, to focus on what is really important in life.
You were listening to Radhanath Swami on devotionalnectar.com.